KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. I'm your host, Chris Fiorentino, and as always, we're so excited you've joined us this morning. With tomorrow being Veterans Day, we have a very appropriate show to share with you. Our guests are all associated with Fresno State's chapter of Omega Delta Sigma, the National Veterans and Active Duty Military Fraternity. And also, we have a representative from the VA hospital here in Fresno. So let's meet them all and we'll get started. So first, we have a young woman, Luisana Martinez, who's been on the show before. She was on back in May when we were talking about the Fresno Rescue Mission and student volunteers there. That's really the first time I learned about her and largely about all of her fellow ODS members and the great service work they're doing in our community. So, Luisana, welcome back to Fresno State Service in Action.
Thank you for having me here again. I had a great time last time I was here on the show, and I look forward to sharing what ODS does here on campus and with the local veteran community.
Yeah, you know, maybe as a little way of reintroducing yourself to listeners, you can tell everybody about yourself.
My name is Luisana, and I am currently the president of Omega Delta Sigma. I've held the position for 2 years now. It's my last semester. I'm going to hand it over to someone else. Yeah. Yay, and kind of sad about it at the same time. I'm a public health major, health administration, and I served 8 years active duty in the Army. So it's kind of how I got tied in here, but I guess we'll talk about that more later in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Also from Omega Delta Sigma, we have Joe Felix. Joe, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And maybe a little self-introduction as well so the listeners know who you are.
Of course. My name is Joe Felix. I'm 5'7". I'm a Leo. No, I'm joking. Well, I was born in Fresno. I'm originally from Madera. Lived there most of my life. This is my last semester at Fresno State. My major is communication. And I'm trying to get into the credential program to be a teacher.
Oh, great. Will you be applying for the spring?
Yes. Yeah? I'm applying right now. Hopefully I get in.
All right. Well, if you do, you'll be in the same class as my daughter is, because she's starting in the spring in the program.
Oh, so. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And finally, we have Mary Golden joining us. Mary is from the Veterans Hospital here in Fresno, and among many of the volunteers that Mary gets to work with, she works with Luisana, Joe, and other ODS members. So welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're very happy you joined us, and we're looking forward to hearing a little bit about Veterans Hospital. But before we do that, maybe a little more about Mary.
Sure. I was raised in a rural farm town, Carruthers, about 20 minutes south of here. And I am the daughter of a U.S. Army veteran. I'm in my 30th year of public service, and the last 14 have been at the VA hospital, the last 8 of which I've been working with VA voluntary service.
Well, I am looking forward to not only hearing about ODS, but a little bit more about VA and about the way that you utilize volunteers and the services that are provided. We had a nice conversation before about some of the services that are available that are underutilized. And so we'll talk about that a little bit as well. But let's get started with Luisana. First, can you tell us a little about Omega Delta Sigma or ODS, both nationally and here at Fresno State?
So it is a national fraternity. They actually started back in 1999 in Florida.
Oh, so not that long.
Okay. No, not that long. We're a baby of Greek fraternities. They were just a chapter in that university for about 10 years and then eventually spread to another university in the state of Florida. So they became a state fraternity. And then the following year, Texas Alpha joined. And so they were considered a national fraternity. And the following year after that, California Alpha chapter here at Fresno State joined.
Oh, and so you were one of the first.
We were one of the first. So we've been with the national fraternity almost since the beginning. So it's kind of neat that we're still around.
Yeah. How many other chapters? Any idea about what the numbers are like now?
Yes. So there's 12 active chapters. We've lost a few along the way just because veteran populations in some universities are not really large.
Yeah, you ebb and flow. Yeah.
So it can get hard to recruit new veteran members.
And how many members here at Fresno?
Right now, active, we have 11 members, but we haven't quite gone through the Greek alphabet yet. So, but we're getting there, and we have close to 150 members. It's including alumni and active.
So membership is typically what people would consider small, but a pretty powerful group if you're consistently in the...
Yes. Yeah. So we, on average, maybe recruit about 4 to 5 lucky if we get 6 members a semester, but it's a very dedicated small group.
Yeah. Any idea about the total veteran population here at Fresno State?
We make up about 1% of this university population, from what I understand.
All right.
I know that last year was about 250 veterans. It might have gone up a little bit, but when you compare it to the 25,000 students on campus, we are quite a small population.
Yeah, but again, 200, 250, 300 veterans on campus any given semester. It's an important number for us, an important population. And I want to talk a little bit about ODS, but about maybe if we have a little time, some of the services that the university provides. I know over the last few years, they've tried really hard to provide additional services for veterans and be a little bit more responsive to veterans' needs, both before they get here, but also when they're here at Fresno State.
Student affairs here on campus has been amazing. There's actually a committee on campus. Our university registrar is the chair, and we have several other veteran representatives, staff, as well as student leadership members that sit on the committee. ODS president is one of them. We have a seat on the committee, and we meet monthly, and we try to see where us as students can advocate for veteran services on campus. And student affairs works with us as far as, okay, well, let's support you in that endeavor and make these things happen. And they just opened up a new Veterans Resource Center for us here on campus. So Fresno State has been very proactive in expanding services for veterans. There's also TRIO Student Support Service for Veterans, who focuses on retention, because veteran students, we're in a different season in life. And, you know, some of us may have struggles transitioning from military life to civilian or student life. So they identify those at risk, and they try to focus on retention, ensure that they succeed and graduate from the university.
So ODS was already established when you came here. How did you get connected with them?
It was through Veteran Dog Days, which they kind of do a little different now when it comes to the orientation for veterans. But at Veteran Dog Days, they did a small presentation, whoever was in the fraternity at the time. And I said, wow, I thought that coming to the university at the age that I was coming in and, you know, being a veteran, I didn't really have anything in common with the students here. They're all very young and don't have kids.
You're very young. Come on.
Thank you. But it was neat to say, oh, there is a fraternity or something I can join that I can be a part of, that have something in common with me.
Yeah, connect with others.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so as a veteran, that's very important to us, because camaraderie is always something that's very important to all active duty military, reservists, and veterans. We like that sense of brotherhood.
Joe, what about you? What was your connection with ODS? How did you get connected, and what drew you to that fraternity?
Well, I went to a lunch and learn, which was provided by TRIO here on campus. It's SSSV, which is Student Support Services. And what the lunch and learns do is just like get you to like know some of the programs on campus if you need to like work steady or whatnot. And I went to one of those, and after the presentation, I got to meet my future president, and she was just telling me about the fraternity, what they do, and what they would provide services for the community. And I was like, what? Why am I not in this organization? Because before I was at Fresno City, and they didn't really have anything for me like that. They don't have fraternities, but any clubs that actually have communities, at least the ones that I've seen that are veteran connected.
Yeah.
And so when she told me about it, I signed up.
You know, one of the things that certainly for veterans, but for all students, one of the things that is most important in retaining students so that students don't drop out. And that's important, because clearly if a student shows up here and starts Fresno State and any college, we want them to graduate. That's, you know, that's our goal. So if a student is able to connect somehow or another with the university, and that could be with other students, with a faculty member, with a program, they're so much more likely to stay. So you connecting, both of you connecting with ODS, was probably very influential in you sticking around, regardless of your academic abilities. So we're glad
Definitely.
You both got connected. We're glad you're both here. I know that individually, each of you have been involved in service, but certainly ODS is. So maybe the two of you could talk to us a little bit about the things you've personally been involved in terms of your service, as well as the fraternity service efforts.
So I would say, like, in my mid-20s, I decided to join military. Actually, I chose the Army military branch. Cool. And I did 4 years active. I did 1 year in Korea and 2 years at Bragg. Mm. And I was 25 Quebec. What that is, like, is a, if I remember correctly, it's a systems operator maintainer, which I just primarily help with, like, satellites and whatnot, provide internet connection.
Just help with satellites.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I did. But it was actually a great experience. It got me out of my comfort zone. And plus, I got that bonus, which is the GI Bill.
Yeah.
But I got to, like, you know, got to see different parts of the U.S. and got to meet extraordinary people while doing so.
And when you got out of the service, clearly you didn't lose that desire to serve. So you came here and you got involved in other kinds of volunteer work through ODS. What kinds of volunteer work have you been involved in?
I helped out with Toys for Tots, which was primarily run by one of our alumni, Jessica Montano. Shout out to her. I've also been in Bingo for the Vets. That was really fun.
Through the Veterans Home or?
So Joe's main role as my vice president is he integrates the new incoming members to ODS and incorporates them into the organization, and we teach them about the history. And so he plays a large role as far as the organization
the
goes.
Onboarding, yes, kind it's, of stuff, it's, yeah.
But he also is part of all the volunteer stuff that we do. But he has a much larger job because he has to get our new guys ready because they're the future of ODS. Some of the things that ODS does is we do sponsor bingo games at the Community Living Center at the VA hospital. And we don't just sponsor it. We actually go and we sit there and we play bingo with them and we help them because some of them have a hard time hearing. So when you call the numbers, we have always a veteran at a table to help them kind of make sure that they don't miss one so that they can win. And they love it. We're there for about 2 hours, sometimes three, just depending on, and they'll stay there all day if we stay there all day.
In addition to helping out veterans at the VA hospital, you also, I know, help out a little bit at the CalVet Home, that wonderful resource that we have here in Fresno for veterans as a place to live.
Yes. We also, last Christmas, we handed out over 350 Christmas cards, and some of them we took to the CalVet Home, which we made sure every single resident that was there got one. And they weren't just, oh, here, Merry Christmas. We actually took the time to handwrite a message in all those cards and give them out to the veterans there. We also went to the VA hospital and the Community Living Center at the VA hospital, and we handed out Christmas cards there also.
And Mary, you wanted to add something about the bingo before we switched over to the Vets Home, yeah.
Yes, part of what we do in voluntary service is work with the community partner organizations to provide our veterans with these quality interactions. And one of the missions of VA Central California and voluntary service is to enhance the veteran experience, raise their morale, and promote physical, mental, and spiritual health. Mm-hmm. And raising their morale, having these young veterans come in, play bingo with them, and have those quality interactions does so much for their morale. And they'll talk about it for weeks to follow, how much fun they had with that group and how special that group is. So it really does mean so much to our veterans that you do come in and do these wonderful things for them.
I talk to a lot of our community partners and hear stories from the folks who receive the services. And they say so often, it's not the service that happens, right? It's not the fact that you're there playing bingo with these folks. It's that you're there. That you're present for them and that social interaction. I mean, we're social beasts, and that social interaction, especially with somebody who they can share stories with and hear about, you know, the students' stories of being in the service, those are important interactions for anyone, but certainly for folks who, in one way or another, like some of these older veterans, don't have opportunities for some of those interactions. Okay, so real quickly, I know that you, Luisana, have worked with Fresno Rescue Mission. Has ODS been involved in that as well, or was that something personal that you did?
No, that was something that I did on my own. It was partially for an assignment, and then I kind of got sucked in because I had so much fun, and I just saw the huge difference in impact that Fresno Rescue Mission has with the community. As ODS, we mainly focus on giving back to the local veteran community, but it's good to see how other organizations are also playing their part to give back to the community that's non-veteran related, because there are so many groups out there that are in need of help, and it was neat to be a part of that experience.
I know that in talking with you both, you've both been involved a little bit with Veterans Parade, and I know ODS has been involved with Honor Flight too. Maybe the two of you can talk a little bit about those experiences.
Well, I'll talk about the Honor Flight. We are normally contacted anytime that they're getting ready to send out a group. They'll reach out to us and we try to gather as many members as possible because they need us there at 5 a.m. And we help push wheelchairs and guide them through baggage claim and get them through where they need to go to catch their flight and help them with their baggage because some of them are wheelchair bound. So it's kind of hard sometimes because some of my members have class early in the morning, but we always manage to find enough people to go out and help. And Joe, I believe you've been out to help. So I'll let Joe share about his experience helping.
Great.
It was actually a rewarding experience. When we got there, they asked us to help out. And when a lot of the veterans came along, and many of them, they're like over 80 years old and they cannot really move and they need that help. And to actually hear some of their stories and just like, you know, I was like I'm like 90 and I was like in, you know,
World War II
or the Korean War or whatnot. And it was just amazing to hear all the stories. And then when we actually all got them all inside, they did a presentation and they did like a ceremony. And that was actually really nice to do that. They provided that at the airport.
I know there's so much more that you're involved in. You were just sharing, you know, before that you're also involved in placing crosses on veterans' graves for the Memorial Day celebrations and doing other kinds of programs. I know you've marched in Veterans Day Parade as part of ODS. But I want to turn the attention to the service work that you've done with VA and that relationship. So you get the bingo stuff. You're actually working at VA doing some stuff. But what about other kinds of service interactions, programs that ODS has been involved in there?
Yes, this spring will be the third year we do this. We organize, we call it the Veteran Homeless Hygiene Drive, and we place boxes across campus and also the local community colleges. The veteran offices allow us to put boxes there. Mm-hmm. And a local business here, Tactical Ops, has also allowed us to drop off boxes at their business. And we put a list of things that we need. And after we've collected everything in the spring, usually we run the drive from February to mid-March. We assemble everything into kits. Our goal is to always hit at least 300 kits because from what we know, there's at least 220 known homeless veterans in Fresno and Madera mm-hmm. County that identify as veterans. So that number could possibly be larger. So our goal is to make enough kits to supply every homeless veteran here in the county. So we assemble them into male and female kits, and half of them will go to voluntary services at the VA hospital.
Okay.
And the other half we give to San Joaquin Valley Veterans, West Care. And they work a lot with homeless veterans, and they're always thankful because right when they're getting ready to run out, we restock them. So, so it's great.
When's this drive run?
It runs in the spring.
Okay.
We do the hygiene drive, and we'll do it again in this upcoming spring. And I know socks is a big thing after the rainy season.
Yeah. So socks, shampoo, toothpaste,
razors, yes.
Underwear,
yes.
Whatever, those basic kinds of necessities.
Yes. And so we assemble them into kits and we gave them to the VA hospital.
Okay. Boy, all these different organizations you've been mentioning that you're involved with. But clearly, Mary, VA is one of the big ones. And so I guess before we get into ODS and the way that other volunteers are involved, maybe just a little synopsis of VA and the kinds of services that you provide.
VA Central California Healthcare System is the medical center here in Fresno, as well as three community-based outpatient clinics in Tulare, Oakhurst, and Merced. We serve, I want to say, 45,000 veterans. I might not have that correct, but it's between 45 and 60,000 veterans a year. And our veterans have unique needs. We, in voluntary service, we're the department that handles all of the donations coming in, monetary and in-kind donations, as well as the volunteers, the activity volunteers, and our work-study program, which is for veterans using a GI Bill that we can give them a job. At any given time, we do have up to 300 veterans enrolled in our homeless veteran program. They could be in emergency housing, or they could be out on the street and not ready to accept the care that we can provide for them. So we do depend on our community partners to help us care for them, and part of that is providing them the hygiene kits. And we do receive a lot through the holiday season, but when it comes to springtime and going into summer, what the fraternity does for us is very important because it's getting warmer out there and, you know, it's just nice. It's the basic needs of the veterans that are being met.
And it's a full service medical facility. I know that you offer vision and dental programs and certainly the full array of medical services, women's services, pregnancy and delivery services, all of that, correct?
Yes, we provide the full gamut of health care. We do use the Choice Act for the pregnancy and maternity care where the veteran can go into the community and receive care there because we don't provide those specialties. But we do have our women health clinic as well as the full array of medical services that we provide. And what we can't provide here at our facility, we allow the veterans the choice to find an outside provider or they can receive that care at our sister hospitals at either VA Palo Alto or VA San Francisco.
Okay. And in voluntary services, I mean, clearly you're working with people from all over the community. What role do volunteers play at the hospital?
They play a huge role. We have registered volunteers. We have, at any given time, about 300 registered volunteers. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones with the schedule. They actually help veterans from their car to their medical appointments. We have those who provide hospitality through our coffee cart program. We have volunteers embedded in virtually every service in the hospital, providing administrative assistance or providing direct patient interactions, not care, but doing the things that the staff might not have time to do, such as our No Veteran Dies Alone program, where we actually put veterans at the bedside of veterans who are actively dying so that they don't die alone. And just last year, 36 veterans did not die alone because of these wonderful volunteers.
Well, that's a hard but very meaningful service, to say the least. Several years back, there was a student in my class who connected with you guys and did patient transport and did the coffee service, and it really impacted him. He was a student who kind of struggled a little bit to find his role, and I know from his perspective, working with the veterans meant a lot to him. He wasn't a veteran. His family, at least his parents, were not veterans, but having that interaction made a big difference for him. So not only does it make a difference for you and those that are served at the hospital, but it makes a difference for the volunteer a lot as well.
Oh, it certainly does. And I always say everyone either is a veteran or loves a veteran. And we just foster that respect. And the volunteers that come in, especially our youth volunteers, to me, it's such a great experience for them because not only are they learning American history and empathy and relating to the veterans, they're also learning to communicate cross-generationally with persons of different disabilities, socioeconomical backgrounds. It's really an amazing experience, especially for those youth volunteers who are in school, and they just learn a whole nother aspect of the community. And it is a unique and special population that we serve in serving our veterans.
What can you tell us about working with ODS and their involvement with VA?
You know, they've been amazing, and there are a lot of needs that veterans have, and VA isn't appropriated to care for some of those unique needs or meet those unique needs. And some of those being the social workers will contact me and say, there's a veteran who needs something. What can voluntary service do? And I reach out to our partners and try to hook those resources up. And so we had a 100% service-connected veteran who needed to move, but he couldn't move himself and lift the items and load up trucks. So, you know, it took me a few minutes. I thought, what are we going to do for this veteran? We got to make it happen because that's what we do. We make things happen.
Yeah.
And so I contacted Louisiana and I said, there's a veteran who needs help moving and can the fraternity help? Do you have members who can assist him with lifting items, packing items and whatnot? And they came through in the middle of summer and made it happen. And that's just one of many examples of members of the community that we can call upon to help our veterans with these unique in-home situations.
It's got to be kind of special for the two of you to be able to extend those services back out to other veterans. I mean, there's got to be a bond there that is different than just serving in other ways in the community.
Well, when she called me, I said, well, our members kind of disappear in the summer. They're on vacation. But we made some calls and some of them said, yeah, we'll be there. I myself was there and we loaded 2 truckfuls and they still had some more stuff, but it was small stuff. And it was difficult for the veteran because he was at the point where he wasn't ready to pack and go. It was mostly his kids were trying to get him moved on because he was going to go into a different home that was easier for him to manage because he could no longer manage living in his own home. So it was very difficult. And it was just having to understand that, you know, he was having a hard time letting go of his home. And so we had to go and be empathetic also and relate to him because he is a veteran. He may have been from a different generation of veterans, but nonetheless, he was still a veteran and we wanted to see where we could help.
So real quickly, because we're almost out of time, comedy show coming up that's a big fundraiser for you, correct?
It is our largest fundraising event. Always hold it in the fall. We have a new lineup this year, and it'll be November 16th at 7 p.m. at Bobby Salazar's on Champlain. If they are interested in buying tickets, because I know that it's coming up here shortly, they can contact us at our Facebook page and message us at ODS California Alpha.
And if somebody wants more information about ODS here at Fresno State, they can do the same thing.
They can do the same thing.
And we'll link that Facebook page through our Fresno State Service in Action Facebook page as well. And Mary, how about potential volunteers, people who are interested in either accessing services through VA or volunteering with you? How can they get more information?
To receive more information on volunteering, they can visit our website, which is www.fresno.va.gov/giving. Or you can go to the main national page, www.va.gov. That provides information on volunteering, donating. If any veterans are listening that would like to enroll in veteran health care, they can also receive information about enrollment there.
Right. Again, we'll link through our Facebook page. It's at FS Service in Action. That's the at symbol, FS Service in Action. We'll provide links to all of that and the contact information. You know, the 30 minutes always flies by. I want to thank our guests, Luisana Martinez, Joe Felix, both from Fresno State Chapter of Omega Delta Sigma, and Mary Golden from Central California Veterans Hospital. As a proud citizen of the United States, I want to thank you for your service, both as a veteran, but also today and now, and all the work you do here in our community. So thank you very much. And to everybody listening, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for joining us this week. Please go to that Facebook page at FS Service in Action. We're going to post lots of good information and photos up there about ODS and the VA hospital. And drop us a note about today's show. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks. Have a great day and a wonderful Veterans Day. I hope you're going to find time and the opportunity to thank an active service member or veteran, not just today, but always. Bye-bye.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.